Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Sticks?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
You all decked out. You are really? Feeling yourself, man.
I mean, I'm not...
Stacked.
I'm not... Well,
jacked.
Yeah, I am. I am. I was about to say I'm really not feeling myself, which I'm really not technically, in theory, literally feeling on myself.
No, you wouldn't be doing that.
I mean, yes, I would.
Well, I mean...
Plenty of times, actually.
Yeah. You're no Pee Wee Herman, I'll tell you that.
I don't know that. I'm not.
You know?
Just don't call me Pee Wee Herman.
You're not picking up shifts as a Charger security guard. I'm just saying,
you know.
Despite what anybody wants to say. But, LeVar Arrington, we do have some good news here. Phenomenal news.
Let me get it.
Because I've heard that this may have been a missing element from last week's show. That's what I've heard.
So I do. Well, the shows that you did or the shows that you
No, the
here
show
for?
That I wasn't here for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Went yonder.
Yeah.
To San Diego.
Yeah, while you were enjoying time off, I was just here grinding.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes we got to
Somebody's got to keep the show on the tracks.
And I hear you did a phenomenal job.
Okay, but it was missing something.
It was missing something.
Okay, all right. You're going to let me know.
And you know what that was?
What was it?
Football Friday. It's a Football Friday. Yeah.
Friday night is a Football Friday.
Yeah.
Come on. Football Friday.
Yes.
Shake them. Kick them. Get them down.
Right in the middle of the NBA Finals. It's still a Football Friday here on Fox Sports Radio here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
I didn't do Football Friday. Golly.
Blame Lee.
Lee, well, I mean, I have... No understanding of how did we miss that?
It's unacceptable.
Jeff doesn't like football, so.
Yeah, Jeff Schwartz hates football.
How did we miss Football Friday? You know why? Because I was like, you know, like in those movies, like in cartoon movies where you're like, I told you I talked about the anxiety I had running the show. Because I don't normally run this show. So I was feeling a little bit of anxiety. And you know like how in the movie you're like going into the train tunnel and then you just hear the train is coming and you didn't think the train was coming. And then you start hearing it and then you see the lights and then the lights start getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And then you're trying to figure out like what are you going to do? Like that's kind of how I felt on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think I think maybe Christmas I did the show. I think I've only done the show where I've run the show, drove the show, or you aren't on the show, like maybe once.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird.
There's a lot of moving parts, but.
Well, and those moving parts were, you know, you're not here, Q's not here. Berto's not here. Right. Monday, Lee wasn't here. I mean, right. It's just like, yeah, I mean, my moving parts were my moving parts. You know, sometimes I did the best I could do.
Yeah. Well, I hear you did a phenomenal job.
I crushed it.
So there was a lot of changes, a lot of things that were changing.
Okay,
and apparently, there's a lot of things that are changing in Minnesota.
I mean, wow.
And listen, we are on the Yallahorn of the Twin Cities KFan.
Nice.
And they're probably looking around going, listen, I just got a Dalvin Cook jersey, and now I got to get rid of it because Dalvin Cook, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, the Vikings have informed him that he will be released. That is the plan in place, that Dalvin Cook is going to be released. Not the biggest surprise in the world. There was a lot of stuff out there about Dalvin Cook not being on the Vikings any longer because of financial reasons, set to make $11 million this year. It was $14 million against the cap. He was also, he's going to be owed $2 million when they do finally cut him. And so they're going to save about $9 million. So those are all the numbers to confuse everybody here because numbers are never good on radio. But point being, from a financial standpoint, this does make some sense that Dalvin Cook is no longer a member of the Minnesota Vikings. But I can't help but think, if I'm a Vikings fan somewhere.
Isn't he a major part of their offense?
Yes.
I mean, was I missing something here when I was like, they're letting go of Dalvin Cook? Like, doesn't their offense go through a healthy Dalvin Cook?
Now, I did talk to our Lord and Savior, Scott Shapiro.
Okay.
He is the voice of Minnesota.
And what did he tell you?
And his reasoning was, you know, the physicality, the injuries, all of that stuff sort of played into
this. He has been injured.
Yeah, and the finances. It, you know, there was the hope was, if you could keep Dalvin Cook but at a lower number, that would make the most sense. I heard Tom Pelissero call it, what did he say, a competitive rebuild.
So they wanted him to restructure his contract?
Basically, and he wasn't going to do it.
Why would he?
And so now Dalvin Cook is going to be on the open market. But when
and
it comes,
gets his money.
Yeah, and when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings, I can't help but think this is a blown opportunity, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
I think the NFC is more up for grabs than people realize.
Agreed.
Aaron Rodgers is out of the division.
That's correct.
You just won that division.
That's correct.
You were a 13-win team last year.
That's correct.
Given a flawed 13-win team.
That is what it is.
So if the boogeyman finally leaves the closet,
yep.
To me, it would feel like that's the time that you
for everybody
move in.
To come out of the
yeah,
closet.
Yeah, like for everybody.
I'm
to,
out of the closet. Like, the boogeyman's out of the closet. Like, everyone's out of the closet. It, Coop is out of the closet. Whoa!
It just feels like
oh, Coop.
It
oh,
just okay. It just Buddha. It just feels like this was an opportunity.
Jonas is out of the closet.
Been a while.
Yeah.
It just feels like this was an opportunity for Minnesota to run this thing back, albeit for another year. They're still trying to figure out whether or not they want to continue forward with Kirk Cousins. Man, outside of Philadelphia, who's a sure thing in the NFC? San Fran's got issues
at
quarterback. The Lions, like everybody
They're
talks about
sure
the Lions.
Thing.
They
like,
want to play.
They haven't
team.
Even been good yet. Right. They haven't been good yet.
The Bears were a 3-win team last year. If you just look at the division,
the Cowboys are the one team that you say there's something that could be there, although the something there, to me, we've seen as far as Dallas can go with this group. I mean, I just think that's what it, we've seen as far as they can go.
Yeah, I just think I
so who else?
Like, I get the financial reasons why, because look, you're going to save $9 million. You only owe him $2 million off the 11.
But what's your answer for letting him go? And how
Monies.
Good will Kirk Cousins be without having Dalvin Cook in his backfield? I mean, that to me was a lot of what alleviated the stress of what Kirk Cousins needed to bring to the table as a quarterback. So you get rid of that running attack, you get rid of that dynamic type of player. I mean, Dalvin Cook is a game-changing player
and
when he's healthy.
And he's been ultra-productive over the past several years. And yes. Look, this is a guy who dealt with injuries early in his career, and then once he was able to stay healthy, man, you could rely on him for, you know, 40 grabs out of the backfield, 11 to 1,200 yards rushing. Like, he was going to be a focal point on that offense. And when you had Adam Thielen, who's no longer there, he's in Carolina, but with Justin Jefferson, I think the Vikings got worse, moving on from Dalvin Cook, and in a conference that's wide open with Rodgers leaving, and look, Philadelphia, and we'll get into that later on, they've done everything right this offseason to want to run this thing back, but the Super Bowl hangover is a real thing. Like, people can try and deny it all they want. It's a real thing. I feel like Minnesota had a chance here, if it was only for 1 year, to try and do something.
You think it's gone without Dalvin Cook?
They got worse.
Who's their remaining running back?
Alexander Mattison. Who's been productive. I mean, he's no Dalvin Cook, but he's a guy that they look at. And I think
is this a depth chart that, or can they add another? Is there like you add an Ezekiel Elliott? Like, what are you?
But if you were going to add another running back who's going to cost you a little bit, why not just roll with
Dalvin
Cook?
But is he
going to
cost you? Is he going to cost you a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think. What's interesting is Ezekiel Elliott's a year younger than Dalvin Cook. And I think there's a big difference between how those two are viewed. Because there's going to be a market for Dalvin Cook.
If Alexander Mattison is your starting running back, I mean, there's not enough of a sample size. 74 carries, 283 yards. Like, that's what you're basing your future off of? I know Kirk Cousins is good. I know guys think that Kirk Cousins is good. I personally, I know if Q was here, he would argue me down and tell me all the things that Kirk Cousins does, and then you would sit there and you co-sign it. But Kirk Cousins needs help. To me, Kirk Cousins isn't that world-beating. He is a heartbeat away. He's a chromosome away from not being a franchise quarterback, if you ask me. Like, he's almost, you know, yeah. Like, for me, you have to have a safety valve for a guy like Kirk Cousins, meaning you have to be able to get the ball and get downhill and get tough yards in the running game. You got to have a guy that can give you an alleviating of passing the ball downfield. You got to get it to him out of the backfield. That was Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was the perfect complement to Justin Jefferson and what they have and Thielen. But Thielen isn't even there anymore, right? So Thielen is gone, I believe. Didn't he leave in free agency?
Yeah, he's with Carolina.
Yeah. I just, you know, to me, we're going to find out if they are indeed going with this running back that is unproven and you're okay with letting Dalvin Cook go. We're going to find out truly how good Kirk Cousins is this season.
Yeah, if I'm a Vikings fan, I'm frustrated because I feel like
there's
a window.
If I'm a Vikings fan. And you have cause for concern because I don't know. I think you disrupted the balance of what this offense was bringing to the table. And it seemed as though with Justin Jefferson transitioning into probably being the best receiver in the game right now, it seems as though if you have that balance with Dalvin Cook in your backfield, that just maybe they take a step forward this year. Again, like you said, everybody's out of the closet because the boogeyman came out, said it was safe to come out. So everybody gets to run and play. But if you can defense Kirk Cousins, then what do you have out of the North?
Yeah, and the defense.
Who's going to get it out of the North?
The defense in Minnesota has been the problem the past couple of years, as we've talked about on the show before. I mean, Kirk Cousins did his best. They had, something like 7 comeback wins last year. You know, just like they were just full-blown meltdowns on defense that Kirk Cousins and that offense got him out of. And I look at it and I think it's so much different than with Ezekiel Elliott. Like, everybody knew, listen, Tony Pollard's the guy now. Ezekiel Elliott, his body, he can't go like he used to. Everybody's aware of that. I still feel like Dalvin Cook's got something left in the tank. And I think the market is going to dictate that because I can't imagine he's going to be out there floating around for a long time looking for work. Miami and Denver rumored.
It could be just because of maybe what his price tag would be. Because if I'm Dalvin Cook, he can still command a dollar. It's not like Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, I think Dalvin Cook has shown that he's still a feature back at a dying position, but still, he's still a guy that could be a feature back for your team. He'd be a perfect fit for Miami. He'd be a great fit for several different teams. I mean, make no mistake about that.
It's the verbiage that I mentioned from Tom Pelissero. He was on with Rich Eisen yesterday, and he just said, well, you know, they're trying to competitively rebuild. It's like, what the hell is that? What are we doing?
That means they're 1 year away from getting rid of Kirk Cousins'
right.
ass, too.
That's what it means.
Right.
So, like, if you really wanted to competitively rebuild, man, swallow the $11 million that you're going to have to pay Dalvin Cook and give this thing a shot one more year in a conference that a lot of people look at and go, it's up for grabs right now. I mean, you look at the NFC and you just say, man, who the hell knows what's going to happen with Philadelphia? We all assume they're going to be the team that's going to be the one to, you know, make another jump and maybe win a Super Bowl this time around and all of that stuff that comes along with it. I think this is a frustrating 24 to 48 hours for Vikings fans who probably saw the writing on the wall and are now looking around going, well, where the hell do we stack up in the NFC? Like, if you just go by betting odds, according to our friends at DraftKings, the Eagles, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Seahawks, and the Saints, all with better odds projected to win the NFC.
Delvin went over 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
The last 4 years.
Clockwork. 1,100 yards out of the backfield.
1,100. He had 1,500 in 2020. That was his, like, his outlier year, but just consistent.
And then pass catching out of the backfield.
39 receptions.
That safety valve. As I said, 30, 40 catches out of the backfield every year you can count on him.
39 receptions.
And now that's gone. So
That's some real production out the door, I'll tell you that.
So,
1,000-yard guy the last 4 years. That's, yeah, I mean, where are you finding that? Where are you going to find that?
Yeah,
Tennessee.
We'll just have
who
Zeke.
Else is going over 1,000 yards yearly in league?
Zeke, if you do it in 3 years. Just saying, if we're talking math here on the program.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I got to ask you something, Sticks.
Okay.
Want to know how this would land with you.
Okay.
Because there's been some stuff that's gone on over the past several days in the NFL.
Yeah.
So the Jets, they decided a few days ago, we're going to go ahead and cancel the remaining days of OTAs. And then the Jaguars decided, you know what? That's a great idea. We're going to cancel OTAs too, except we're going to have a paintball tournament. So they brought out a bunch of paint cannons and started playing cops and robbers.
Whoa.
With paintball guns.
Who were the cops? Who were the robbers?
I don't know.
You learn a lot about your team.
That is true.
It's a nice exercise to figure out where people are coming from.
Going to go out on a limb and say Trevor Lawrence was the cop, I'd say.
I don't know.
You know, but do we take turns? You ever been paintballing, by the way?
No.
I had some buddies who were real sick bastards. They used to freeze the paintballs and then take them out, load them up.
Nice little bruise, huh?
Little marbles right in your calf when you're running, trying to get away. But nonetheless, they decided to go paintballing.
Non-lethal rounds, huh?
And then you've got the Giants, who also canceled OTAs, but they got an issue there. There's these wildfires in Canada.
Right, and that, the air quality
are destroying every sporting event, apparently, on in the Northeast there. A lot of things have been canceled. So, like, when you see teams that are willingly canceling the final OTA practices, when it's an opportunity to get together and get some stuff done before you return and everybody comes back, you know, in July for training camp, how does that land with you? Does that bother you?
No.
I mean, as a player, I could understand you'd want a break, but if you're trying to get some stuff done and my team's like, we don't need that last one, let's move on. I feel like these would be valuable reps that you would get
together.
My
whole thing is if it were that important and that valuable, you go indoors, right? These guys have indoor facilities, so you don't have to be outside. So if you're using the air quality as a reason to cancel your practices, I don't all the way buy that, because you could go indoors and do your practice outside of, you know, those air conditions. So if it was truly important, I don't even think that we're having this conversation. They're still having their practices. I think what this is this is a symptom of where society is. This is a symptom of where we are as a culture. It's a symptom of, you know, to me, what football in a lot of ways has had elements, major elements of it turn into, which is it's soft as hell, is what it says to me. Let's take OTAs off. Like, I ain't never heard of no S like that. You know, but you have different types of people these days. They're cut differently. And so you have to appeal to them differently. Like, you almost have to treat, and listen, I don't want to come across as like a hater of young people. I just say that the culture is just very different. I've coached for the last 5 years, and I've mentored guys for the last 20 years. And so I've seen the evolution and just the different generations of dudes and how they are and how it's evolved over time. And guys are just, they're pampered. They're pampered way more than what they've ever been. Mental health is a big part of culture now. Like, mental health used to be, it would force you to be like kind of like you're an outcast because there's something wrong. Like, you say something's wrong with my mental health, people look at you like the hell is wrong with you. Like, you don't get out of my face with some mental health talk. Like, what is mental health even anyway? Like, why? Where are you bringing that around here for? Like, tighten up. Let's get to work. But nowadays, we're just so much more aware of everything that's going on in our society. But I almost feel like it's taken too far. Like, it's taken so far out into to left field in terms of how things are treated, how they're handled. It's like, oh, there's a little bit of bad air out there. Like, back in the day, man, people would have been like, bad air from Canada? Like, please. Like, we'll be outside on the field. They'll find a way to be outside on the field. Weather conditions, it could be too hot. They're going to find a way to get us outside on the field. You know, so to me, I think that it's more important for people to build camaraderie and build relationships with this new type of athlete, because they're almost like celebrities. Like, we were celebrities as players, but it was still football. It almost seems like it's less about football anymore. It's more about like appeasing people and making sure people are happy and making sure they're comfortable, like a paintball match. Like, I've never heard of us having a paintball match. It was crazy to hear Pete Carroll and all the stuff he was doing at USC, and that was when Reggie Bush and all of those guys were there.
Yeah.
That was like, holy moly, like they're doing like a slip and slide during practice and stuff like that, a dance off, like really? Like that like what are they doing? Like, does that really work?
It is funny because we mentioned Urban Meyer at, you know, in kind of in passing, kind of a joking.
That's who
tone
we was talking about
last hour. But
yeah.
You imagine if Urban Meyer canceled the final OTA for a paintball tournament, he would be disintegrated.
How about if Marty Schottenheimer said, you know, we're going to cancel all the OTAs. We're going to eat ice cream sandwiches.
Go get barbecue.
Could you imagine, like, Bill Cowher? Like, yeah, we're going to cancel OTAs. We're you know what we're going to do? We're going to go down to where the Three Rivers meet and have like you said, we'll have a barbecue. We'll have some permanis. You know, like.
What's the name of that thing in Pittsburgh? It's the it goes down the hill, like you go in this little cart. Yeah, the incline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Cowher's like, you know what, guys?
Yeah, let's all go on the incline.
We've done enough. We've got two of these left before we close up shop for 2 months. Let's go ahead and go down the hill in some
let's go
some roller coaster cage.
Imagine Bill Parcells.
It's just
like, yeah, we're gonna cancel OTAs. Like, nah, no worries. Two more left. Forget about it. Like. It's just a sign of the times, if you ask me.
I just feel like I'm not bothered by it. I wanted to get your perspective as somebody who played at the highest level.
Maybe I'm delusional. You know, because everybody always thinks that their era of time, like I'll say our era didn't compare to the ones before ours. They were, it was different. It was tougher. Like, it was like the conversation of like water breaks. Water breaks? Nobody takes water breaks. Like, you think about old heads, man. Old heads used to practice, stop, take a drag of their square, and get right back to work. Literally. Dudes was smoking jacks on the football field. Like, what? You know? And they was head clubbing and clotheslining and doing all kinds of different things. It was just a different era of time. And they had other jobs because they weren't even making enough money to make ends meet. It was almost like playing, XFL or you know, the USFL. Like, that's, like, they didn't make money in the NFL. So you were still getting other jobs. They were, like, delivering papers and delivering groceries and stuff like they were doing all kinds of odd and end jobs, you know, when they weren't in season. So the mentalities were just very different. You know, it was more of a grown-ass man mentality with the Mean Joe Greens and the Jim Browns and stuff like that. And then once you got a little bit further along, you know, it's like, you know, you get to my era, we were still like kind of like the last breed of like, I'm a F you up type of dudes. And then you continue to transition and evolve. And it's like a bunch of actors or like a bunch of celebrities. Like, football players anymore are kind of like celebrities. They're like, literally, not so much football players, and you have extras. It's so funny. You have the celebrities, the main names, and then you have the extras. Like, every movie has to have its cast of main characters, A-roll people, and then you have your B-rollers. You have your extras, like the people that are there that make it work, but, you know, nobody really cares about them. But you could still say I was in the movie. I'm in the show.
You get a day rate. I think you get a SAG card.
There you go.
You get all that stuff.
That's kind of like, to me, that's kind of like what football is turning into, man. It's like, you know, everything else matters. Like, the details of it, I don't know that they matter as much anymore. The intensity of it, I don't know that it matters as much anymore. It's just more of a production more than anything else, and just making sure that you're just politically correct and you don't do anything that, like, paints you in this bad light. It's almost like CTE. When CTE era hit, it just crippled everything. It just crippled everything, because it's like anytime you say something that sounds or seems or, like, flirts with, like, pushing somebody, it's like you don't care about the player.
Right.
Everything is all about you don't care about the player anymore. And that's kind of like, it's like been, to me, it's been like a snowball effect through the years. And it's with social media and the way things have changed that way, and the engagement and the development of athletes and players and people in general. And then with the softening of the environment within football because of all of the attacks that's on it, it's just a horrible cocktail mix, if you ask me. I love LeVar Allen's Long Island because that ass is stiff. It's got strong-ass alcohol in it. I could get to where I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just real watered down anymore. It's like a chaser culture anymore.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
So we mentioned this early on in the program. For those of you that are getting ready for game four of the NBA Finals, in which the Denver Nuggets find themselves still a 3.5-point favorite on the road in Miami, and everyone's like, man, oh man, we're going to be inundated with a preview of game four of this series that seems like it's over. Well, this is the place for you. Because it is a football Friday.
Yes!
Yeah. It's a damn football Friday. Yeah.
Friday night is a football Friday.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Football Friday.
Throw it.
Catch it.
Score it. Spike it.
Throw it.
You bet your sweet ass it's a football Friday here on Fox Sports Radio.
That cuts off quick.
Sure does.
Golly.
No round of applause at
nothing.
The end of that.
Jeez.
Damn.
I just feel like it just comes to the end so quickly.
Yeah,
like,
what happened there?
Man, I have no idea.
Hey, when that happens.
Wow. I didn't know it just abruptly ended like that.
Story of my life, I'll tell you that. But point being.
It's over. It's over.
It is a. It is a football Friday, and we must address the big story in the NFL that came out yesterday, which was Dalvin Cook eventually, at some point probably today, is going to be released by the Minnesota Vikings. We touched on why the move's being made. It's a financial situation. He still seems like he's got some production left in him. He's put up some decent numbers, some good numbers, rather, over the past couple of years. But the Minnesota Vikings have identified that we want to go in a different direction. The cost of it, they called it, Tom Pelissero talking with Rich Eisen yesterday, a competitive rebuild. I guess that's the terminology they're using in Minnesota. But point being, Dalvin Cook is going to find work elsewhere. And so one of the teams that's been rumored, there's been a couple of them. The Denver Broncos are one. Another one has been the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, he's from Florida, played at Florida State.
That's
it would make
correct.
Some sense. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook himself even posted a picture on his social media of him dancing in a Vikings uniform, but inside Hard Rock Stadium, where the Dolphins play. And so a lot of people see the Dolphins as the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to adding Dalvin Cook. Well, their head coach, Mike McDaniel, who we now call LeVar McDaniel,
Why would you do that?
He was talking yesterday with the media about the current running back room in Miami. And then he was asked about potentially adding Dalvin Cook. And let's take a listen.
What did he say?
So the running back group, it's developed into a really cool group. Very pumped to sign Raheem and Jeff back in the offseason. The Washington boys have been outstanding as usual, just getting better all the time with SA and Miles. And then, you know, we have a couple rookies that have done a good job being rookies, which means learning from mistakes. So overall, very happy with the way they've practiced, very happy with their competitive, like, camaraderie. They are all trying to be the best, but they're not doing it in spite of each other. They recognize that each one of them can help each other get better. So it's been a cool camp for them.
Like a veteran running back from the Minnesota Vikings, who is from Miami, is supposedly going to be released today or has been released. You have said that this team is always seeking to upgrade. Does that apply at running back right now?
March 3rd, 1983. Day I was born, right? Now we take a closer look at that date, and that, in fact, was not yesterday. Okay, so people are rumored to be tall, short. You're not going to get this guy. I'm year two, okay? So what I am excited about is talking about the most important thing, which is the third day of veteran minicamp. And we've got a lot of guys that are good players that have an opportunity to get better. Answer your question?
Hell no. No, you didn't.
He's fantastic, man.
You like that?
It's so good. You know what it is? It would be like if Bill Belichick smoked weed. That's what it sounds like. He just sort of kind of goes off on things you don't expect him to go off on.
We didn't need to know your birthday.
Anything else?
I wasn't born yesterday. Like, just say I wasn't born yesterday and give explanation. He sounds way more confident, though. Like, I can't even do my impressions of him anymore because his voice has more confidence in it than it did last year.
Well, I think he's got more energy by about week 8.
We'll hear it again.
Oh, yeah, that fatigue will start.
Especially if they lose him.
Right. if they come out and, you know, Tua's out injured again and dealing with whatever he's dealing with, then I think we'll get more fatigue from
Mike
McDaniel.
When he has to explain why jiu-jitsu and kung fu didn't help him to not get flung to the ground the way that he did last season, he's going to sound the same, huh? Right now, he's got a whole lot of confidence in his voice, though.
Oh,
it's not.
Man.
It's not like the. Yeah, well, it's like. Well, I was born March 24th, 1983. Yeah, that wasn't yesterday.
Man, I think he's awesome.
You love him.
It's a breath of fresh air. You don't think so?
Sure.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of just canned answers.
I'm not a non-fan of Mike McDaniel. I'm not a non-fan.
You just do an impression of him.
I mean, but not this latest Mike McDaniel. He's new.
Too cool.
He's way too cool. Although he still sounds like a high school kid interviewing. Like, he doesn't come across as an adult for some reason. He doesn't sound like an adult. He just sounds like a high school kid
he's
trying
hip.
To figure out how to answer questions. Straight hipster.
I mean, he's
straight hipster.
You know, he's in South Beach. You know, he's feeling more confident.
I mean, hipsters are taking over the National Football League, man. You know?
I mean,
what it is.
Listen,
I blame the hipsters for what happened with Urban Meyer. Trying to keep up.
Yeah, we talk about what Nick Sirianni did with Jalen Hurts. I mean, look. Tua Tagovailoa, outside of the injuries, played pretty damn well last year.
They were playing well until he got hurt.
And so Mike McDaniel has done kind of the same thing where they just needed somebody that had their back. And with what Brian Flores did in Miami and that whole thing that happened, to see where Tua's at now, that there's potential that Miami's a legitimate team and a legitimate contender – like, Mike McDaniel's got to get some of that. I mean, I don't know if, you know, I don't know what was in the...
He's got to get some of that?
What was in the vape that he brought with him to South Beach? That
cherry
led him,
red.
Was it cherry red? Is that a flavor? I'm not quite sure. But, you know, the point is, if you're the Dolphins, there's got to be some optimism there. And you got a head coach that can take a question about Dalvin Cook and turn it into whatever his horoscope was that day.
Do they still have the red soda with the, you know, it would probably be considered inappropriate now, but it was, just for the sake of saying what it was, they had a drink called Cherokee Red.
Lee, can you look that up?
Does that still exist, Lee? Cherokee Red. And it was a really cheap soda, but it was a really good soda.
What do we got, Lee?
Cherry Red.
I remember looking this up in the past. I believe they changed the name of it.
Why the hell would you be looking that up in the past?
I think we brought it up. I brought it up on this
really?
Show before.
I don't remember that.
I may have. So what did they change it to?
I think it's still Cherokee Red.
How about it?
Yeah, look at that.
It's still Cherokee Red.
It's not popular enough to get canceled yet, I guess.
No, wait. Discontinued.
Oh, yeah, they got it.
Oh, man.
The other one bites the dust.
It made a short comeback several years ago, but it's no longer.
By the way, have you walked through, like, in some markets, they'll have the vintage sodas. around still to where you get, like, they'll have it in bottles, like old school vintage sodas. Like, you can get like an Orange Crush in a bottle. You can get an RC Cola in a bottle. Like, if you like just taking a look at the back at the amount of sugar that was in those things.
The most racist soda ever. God damn.
Is it really? Is that what it's voted?
That's what the headlines say.
Well, I mean, look at that logo.
There you go.
I mean, look at that logo.
Well, why not rename it Commander Red?
Yeah, please do.
Call it Cherry Red. Like Cherry Red.
If you go through like some of those vintage sodas and look at the amount of sugar in those things.
Oh, it's like 80% sugar.
And we rifled through those as kids, like not a worry in the world. And every dentist everywhere was like, cha-ching.
What are you doing?
Like, just get destroying your mouth.
What are you doing to your kids? Then you'd be wondering. You'd be, sit down. Like, you ain't sitting down.
No.
Go outside and play. That's where go outside and play came from.
Right.
You know, people don't say go outside and play anymore. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they say put on your iPad.
Yeah, they don't say go outside and play.
Tiddlywinks Revenge or whatever it is.
But when you was drinking all that soda, man, you had to get them out. You had to get that up out of you.
Like, how did we run around and play after drinking all that soda?
Well, you had to, or you'd have been 900 pounds.
God.
You had to run it off. Quick energy. Yeah. Quick energy.
That's nasty, man.
It wasn't sustainable injury like some grits or some oatmeal. It was just quick energy, you know? You had to burn it off, though.
Get out there!
By the way.
Can you imagine, like, you didn't gain any weight, the crap we used to eat?
Oh, it was awesome.
All the trans fat that we used to eat.
Remember Swiss cake rolls? The little Debbie snack?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
I do.
You throw those in the fridge for like a half hour.
My stomach burning listening to us talk about junk food.
Because that was all the stuff we could get away with. And then you hit, like, your 30s, and all of a sudden your body goes, hey, dummy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you're not 14 anymore.
In fact, let me show you this.
Yeah.
And then your belly is sitting on your legs.
Right.
And then you're obese. And then you have to look at yourself in the mirror with all that junk that's caught up to your belly.
Did you eat pizza when you were a kid?
This is my favorite food.
Okay.
Right?
So how many slices of pizza when you were a kid could you eat?
I feel like at what point?
High school,
I could rifle through two boxes.
Yeah, if you had half a box now,
I can probably do two pieces at most. I can't eat very much.
What
anymore.
Is that? Like the bigger our bodies got, the smaller our stomachs got.
Because we weren't. See, the younger we were, our metabolism was firing really, really fast. It was moving. Like, you could do it because you were burning it immediately. Like, the older we get, we're not burning them calories like we used to.
Because nowadays, like, the crust is really the great divide. Because look, you could go three slices, but not if you're eating the crust on the first two. You eat the crust on the first two.
Then you're out of there.
And my fat ass is sitting down for a half hour going, hold on a second. Like, I need to decide whether or not I'm going to keep this in or this is going to leave my body right now. Like, it's a bad situation. But when you're younger, you can do anything, including rifle a couple of slices and drink a cherry red afterwards.
Cherry red.
The most racist.
The most racist drink ever. Dang.
Racist.
We used to have them joints at every family reunion.
By the way, who thought that was a good idea?
To name it. I mean,
just put the picture.
I mean, but it was popular. I don't know about on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, that bad boy, that soda was popular, man. Definitely like, in the South.
The one that we would do.
We called it pop, too. You know, where I come from, we call it pop. Like, I didn't stop calling soda pop until I got to the league. I said pop all the way up until, and my parents still say, my family, everybody says, you want some pop? You want to get a glass? You want some ice?
Can we bring that back? Let's bring that back on the West Coast.
I mean, did they ever say pop on the West Coast?
No. My dad said it because he grew up in Illinois. But, yeah, he never, like,
people
out here
be
just
like,
soda.
Pop?
Yeah. Let me get
like, what's pop?
They're like, soda pop. Yeah, like that's it's like it's called it soda.
I got to the point where I just started calling it the flavors. Like you go to a drive-thru. When I first started like at college and stuff, I'd be like, yeah, can I get an orange pop? Like,
well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop.
And I said, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
It's a fire.
Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes.
I got no time for no fire.
I ran for my life.
For my life.
Sam, you're an idiot.
Ain't nobody got no time for no fire.
This is how I knew that we were struggling financially growing up. When I went to the fridge and there was no Pepsi, it was just Shasta. And then when I went to the cupboard to get some Cheerios and it was Toasted O's in a bag, that's how you knew that you were like, it's like, oh, no wonder Toasted the lights were O's. Off.
No, Toasted O's.
No wonder the lights were off. Now I get it. That makes some sense.
Oh, man.
The most racist soda name ever. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, and that'll cover our discussion about the Dolphins running back room. So I'm glad we were able to tie that all together.
We ain't
there.
We ain't make it there.
Damn detours. So that's what happens here on this show. But listen, Dalvin Cook could be a Dolphin very soon if you believe some of the
and the conclusion of this segment, what we were trying to get
that's
to,
where that is.
There's a strong possibility that Dalvin Cook could end up in a Dolphin.
There we go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.